Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us today. We created this show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And you can now listen to our show 3 days a week, Wednesdays from 3 to 3:30, Fridays from 12 to 1, and Sundays from 10 to 11. You can also follow our blog, our show on Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button, and check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. And our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We'd also love if you emailed us or if you liked our Facebook page and gave us any insights or suggestions on shows that you would like us to do, you know, a topic on. As well as the show is brought to you and paid for by Marie Langley. She's an intuitive realtor. You can reach her at 651-303-0555. And Beth Jacobson, intuitive reader and energetic therapist. And you can reach me at 651-900-4136. I had to pause there for a second. And you can also download our shows as a podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed buttons on our Blog Talk Radio page. And like I said, please go like our radio page. We have 122 people, so we would like to see.
She means our Facebook page.
Our Facebook page, so we could have it, see if we could reach 200 by Christmas. Help
yeah,
us.
What do you mean by Christmas? I would like to see it by
Thanksgiving, because it is possible.
Yes.
Well, welcome to Humpback Wednesday, and today our show is about feng shui. And feng shui is an ancient Chinese art of placement that can transform your love life. Who doesn't need that? Financial situation, right here, health, and overall your happiness. And it's easier than you think to reap the rewards of this amazing art. And did you know just by putting a vase of yellow flowers in your kitchen can increase your wealth? How about placing a live plant in your bedroom that can improve your love life?
Yeah. So what it does is it examines how the placement of things and objects within it affect the energy flow in your environment and how these objects interact and influence your own personal energy flow.
Yep. You know, and the thing is, what it does is it revives your stagnant energy,
mm-hmm.
and it brings in that positive chi, like we have chi in our bodies,
mm-hmm.
and if there's blockages in our bodies, the energy blocks,
right.
that's when it can start developing health problems, and the same in our houses. That's when relationships can fall apart. All of a sudden, we can be sicker than what we normally are. I mean, there's many different things, but it's because there's stagnant energy. So I just did it the other day. Holy cow, does it make a difference.
And now that we're, you know, getting into that, our days are not long anymore, and we're kind of stuck and figuring out what to do to get our energy going. This is a great thing to work on during the winter because you can, you know, really get that energy flowing and moving. And so by the time spring comes, not only do we have more light and people are more energetic, but your house is going to be feeling great as well.
And there's a lot of people who believe that feng shui focuses on using cures, C-U-R-E-S, and it's because it's remedy problems for your home that affect your life. So, and it's so easy, guys. It's just really easy. Like I said, it can increase your prosperity. It can enhance relationships. It can improve your health, and it can attract good luck. Who doesn't want some of that in their life? Let
mm-hmm.
me tell you. And, you know, the thing is, the important thing is there's intents that you set, and it has to do with you just follow some simple little principles and concepts, because it's a simple little system. It's from the Chinese, developed it, I think, it roughly around maybe 4,000 years ago. Again, I want to tell 4,000 years ago. And I'm not an expert on feng shui, but I do practice it. Like, I keep my toilet seat covered. I shut the curtain of my shower. I try to remember to shut my bathroom door, because otherwise, just think about it, those are drains. Things can go down the drain, their wealth, anything, you know, prosperity, abundance, health. So you want to keep it, and you would do it for all of your rooms. Like, there are people who believe, and this is what I'm going to do. This is going to be my winter project. I'm starting it now. I have a prosperity corner that I'm shifting and I'm turning it around, and I noticed just 2 days ago the difference that it's making. So I'm going, oh my Lord. And I've always believed in it, but I'm going, I think I'm going to get really much, you know, a lot better at it, a lot better, because I kind of blow it off, but I'm going to get more, more disciplined in it.
Yeah, and if you are wondering what feng shui means, it's composed of two Chinese words. Feng is wind and shui is water. So wind and water are the two natural elements that flow, move, and circulate everywhere on Earth. They are also the most basic elements required for human survival. So, you know, water or air is the breath of life, which without it we would be dead in seconds. And water is the liquid of life, and without it we would die in days.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so the combined quality of wind and water determine the climate, which has determined our food supply and in turn affects our lifestyle, health, energy, and mood. So these two fundamental and flowing elements have always profoundly and very subtly influenced human individuals and societies.
Oh, yeah. And you know, the thing is, you guys, the energy is made up of yin and yang. And I think pretty much everybody, you know, unless you're holed up in a dungeon somewhere, and that's not a joke, you may not know about that, but it's, the yin and yang is the feminine is, let me see here, the yin is feminine, the yang is masculine. So in a house, yin is considered, which is a feminine, considered to be yielding, receptive, inner directed. And then the yang, which is the masculine, is assertive, it's active, and it's outer oriented. So the yin force is present in darkness, such as water, silence, curved shapes, cool colors, and the yang, again as masculine, abides in light, fire, noise, sharp lines, bright colors. And the yin, the female, is restful, the yang is stimulating. So if you don't have the mixture of both, you don't have balance in a room. So, and I've walked into a house where there's more yang, the masculine, and you can feel it going in there.
Well, and if your house is too much yin,
yeah,
you don't have enough of the life force.
Uh-huh.
And if it's too much yang, you have too much energy running there.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
You have to keep them in balance so you have that that harmonious energy running through.
And here's some of the and within all of the feng shui, it includes the five elements, the fire, earth, water, wood, and metal, which we want in our rooms. And so fire would be like the colors red and orange. The material would be electricity. The shape would be a triangle. And that would come in the form of maybe a candle. I'm trying to think what else is triangle. Some fireplaces can be triangular. Stoves. TVs. What else would be? Stereos. Some lightings.
Like a corner shelf.
Oh, computers, and then heat. When you sit here and think about that, that would be masculine.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let me see here, some of the wood. The colors would be green and blue. And to me, okay, what would the material be? What would be feminine? Paper, and then wood.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, those are two things that I love. And then the shape would be, okay, think about it, rectangle. And then the household objects would be, think about that, feminine, plants, because they grow. They're birthing all the time. That makes sense. Books.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe, you know, forms of wood items, whatever that could be. So that would be some stuff that would be elemental.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, metal would be pots and pans. I would think silverware,
mm-hmm.
appliances.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to sit here and think metal items. Yep, they're right there. You know, and then I'm trying to think of, you know, anything that's metallic finishes. And then maybe we're looking at shapes of oval and round. Boy, oval and round. Wouldn't you think that would be more feminine?
You would
oval
think so.
And round.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just to give you a little general idea of stuff that you can do, you know, what feng shui is,
mm-hmm.
To keep in mind when you're sitting here. And, you know, the thing to me, the place that you want to start is what's your most important place that you spend a lot of time in? Well, you're spending at least anywhere from 6 to 8 hours average in the bedroom.
Right.
So don't you want that to be a restful place?
Of course.
It would be interesting to challenge you people out there, seriously.
Well, and that's why, you know, they talk about in your bedroom not to have, you know, specific colors because you want to keep it a calm,
yep.
High energy place. You want to make sure there's no clutter.
Yep.
You want to...
Nothing under your bed, folks.
Yeah, nothing under your bed, which I have, you know,
I have to clean mine out.
Oh, I have storage things under my bed. No TV. You're not supposed to have a
no
TV.
No TV. I don't have
you're
one.
You're supposed to, your head is not supposed to be facing north. And it shouldn't face, your bed should not face the door either.
Oh!
So my face is a closet door. It doesn't face the door going out.
Mine's right there. There's the door. You walk in and you see my bed.
But when you're looking, you shouldn't look straight out your door. You should not be looking straight out your door. You can look to the side, but not straight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So to the side I'd be okay?
Yeah.
Because I'm going, God, I like the way it really feels in there. I just need to clean it.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels good in there.
Yeah.
And you, here's the thing is, you guys, you never want to have anything up on the same side of where your toilet is, just feng shui-wise, and it does make a difference. It does make a difference. So make sure, like if you have your bank statements, that it's not on the same side of, on the same part of the house that your toilet is on.
What do you mean?
Like, let's say your
wall. Keep their bank statements in their bathroom.
No. But on the same side, like, let's say your wall, you know, let's say your bathroom, toilet is to the east, so you have the east part of your bedroom. You don't have anything on that wall because it's right in front of the toilet, but in a different room.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So you're looking at it energetically because just when you sit here and think about it, energy, walls do not block the, I mean, it doesn't stop because it doesn't exist because it's all blending together.
Right.
You know, does that make sense with what I'm trying to say?
Yep.
So you want to be mindful of that. So you definitely don't want to put your headboard on the same side that the toilet is so that the toilet's right in back of you at the head, you know, so it's just like, ooh. Great ideas are going to be going down the toilet, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And I would think, you know, even though you're going, well, maybe that might empty out my monkey mind, my busy mind, but it's like, I don't think it works like that. I don't want to take the risk, so I'd say.
Yeah.
You could play around with it if you have nothing better to do, but I could think of other things that you'd probably want to do.
Well, I would say, you know, I mean, I know there's different placements for the living room, how to arrange your furniture. You have to put your, you know, your table should be this way and your couches, you should never have anything blocking your door.
Yes, never.
You know, never. When you come in through your front door, it should always be open. I believe you're supposed to have a mirror by your front door.
You know what? Here's the thing is, folks, I have two books on this, and they both cancel each other out.
Yeah,
so here's my thing is, you have to go with what feels right for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've heard, just sit here and think about it. Here's just me. You know, feng shui to me is about common sense. It's not getting necessarily into the tradition because there's one of my feng shui books. There's some darker energy that feels like it's coming out of there, but there's some really good insight on some of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I have a mirror that's on the side of my door. It's not right there in front of the door, but it's off to the, as soon as you walk in the door, it's right off to the right-hand side. So to me, it mirrors all that negative energy that's coming in, so it goes back outwards. However, has that stopped anything for the year I've had? It's like, you know, but again, it's the intent.
And I have my mirror when you walk in the front door. It's to the right of it, but it faces the door to the garage. So anything, if you come in through the garage, anything can go right back out that door.
You know, and the thing is, there's a difference feeling yours versus feeling mine. Mine sends my roommate's energy back out there, so it is a good thing. But I'm going, there's been stuff that I could have mirrors all over the place reflecting it back to the doors. But, you know, again, you have to sit here and go with what feels right for you because, like I said, every feng shui person is saying something different.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever feels right, and then try it out. Try it out.
Yeah, try it out because, we're giving general basic principles just to kind of give you something to think about and, you know, as you're sitting around in the long winter thinking, okay, if I rearrange my room, will this change the energy? Will things change?
Yeah.
And actually, it's actually a good thing to do. I usually do it twice a year where I change my furniture around because I want that energy to keep continuing to flow, and I'm really due for that because I'm feeling stagnation.
Exactly. Well, here's a little thing about one of the books that I have, The Front Entrance. It's the mouth of your home. Think about it. The chi, which is energy that keeps the life of the energy flowing, enters here. It nourishes your home. So in much the same way as food is taken into our body, it's nourishment. So you want to be mindful of What is it that you're setting by your door? Mm-hmm. You want clutter right by that door, because that energy is either going to be blocked that's coming in, or you're going to block whatever that stale energy that you're wanting to get rid of, because you want it to be cyclical. That's why, hence, I think that's probably why we open our windows, to let that fresh air come in. Well, it releases some of that stale and stagnant energies and everything.
Well, and I know, like, for my entrance,
yeah,
everybody puts their shoes there. And when a lot of shoes will end up accumulating, it feels like I have to walk through blocks.
Yeah.
So once I clear it, you know, it feels so open.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it does make a big difference.
And you know what people say? Inside and outside your door, you should keep it nice and bright.
Mm-hmm.
Nice and bright so prosperity can find you.
And a red door, too.
Yeah.
A red door. Prosperity.
And then, like, if you want, like, you can have outdoor Buddhas or Kuan Yins, like the goddess compassion. Anything comes in your door. Don't you want compassion coming in your door? And then I would say compassion on one side and then Buddha, prosperity. Put one on one side and one on the other.
I have a welcome sign outside my front door. It's in Spanish, but it's bienvenidos, means welcome. So, you know, I always make sure that it's a good energy, that people are welcome. And it also withstands our great winters. So I love that thing.
Yeah. You know, and then you have your living room. You want to arrange your furniture so when you're seated, no one's back is to the room's entrance. They say even in your workspace, you don't want your back to the door,
mm-hmm,
because then you're never at comfort, because you're always waiting for somebody to come in and startle you. And like me, if I was living in a house by myself, I want to see what's coming in at all times. But I see everything on many different levels. But I'm just like, I would want to be aware just in case. So you want, like, your desk facing the doors.
Mm-hmm.
You want to keep the windows open. Chimes are excellent to have by your doors and your windows, because that can get all you have to do is you can hit them or, you know, move them.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that noise, and that can get energy going.
Mm-hmm.
I know people who have – I'm going to tell you a little story here.
Okay.
Because this is a really good one, and I never thought I would ever see this. There was a person, and we had her on as a – she was on one of our speakers quite a while ago, but she lived in a house that there was a really bad occurrence in there to where it was the life of somebody, and it wasn't taken the way they should have exited. So I remember going to her house to get a reading. Before I even stepped my foot in the front door, I heard the voices saying, "Get out," and I'm going, ooh, and the energy was evil. It was evil energy. But then the story played out. I went in there. I'm going, well, one, no one's going to tell me what I can and cannot do, and how dare you threaten me. So it's just like, however, you know, I'm always challenging something. So anyways, I went into the house, but the whole house was very, very eerie. Well, and then I sat here, and do you see that person sitting here right there? And she's, like, listening to what I was telling her. Well, anyways, I found out the story of what happened in that house. Well, here she and her husband were remodeling the house, and they kept music going on all the time. So when you keep music going on all the time, anything negative can't enter in that room, as long as it's upbeat, you know, music. And keeping lights on, so like if you have a Himalayan sea salt lamp, that can keep light in a room. I have one in my living room, one in my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean things can't come out, but the intent is to shine that light so that there can't be pure darkness there.
Mm-hmm.
Not that darkness is bad, but you never know what lurks in the dark. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because the dark can be part of the unknown. So there's only fear if you give it fear. But it was really interesting how she gave me some of these tidbits, and she remodeled the house, and here this house completely shifted its energy.
Mm.
That had horrific, horrific energy to where people did not like going into the house because of that reason. But as she was shifting it, I went there towards the end, completely different energy. But they had music going on all the time.
Hmm.
And there would be forces trying to put the music out, but they could never shut down the music. Wasn't that hysterical? And they always had lights on in every single room. I'm sure there was electricity bills like you wouldn't believe.
Right.
But, hey, that versus you want to sit here and turn around that energy and get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was very, very interesting. So feng shui, and she was doing all feng shui. She goes, you remodel the house, the energy, the stale energy cannot stay there any longer.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they did everything. They ripped everything out, painted, redid the floors. Everything was remodeled.
Wow.
So the energy had to shift. Energy had to shift. And then it was the property that energy had to go off of, too. So feng shui really does happen.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of us don't take the time to do it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, but I think it's a good thing for people to kind of, you know, if you want to go to the library or look it up online.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
You know, it's the information's out there, and it's a really good way. Just, I know, like, if you're working at home,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, when I did my office, I looked up feng shui because I wanted to make sure that it attracted money and good business sense, and what they said was to paint your room gold, so that's what I did. And then to put coins up by the window. So there's
mm-hmm.
coins up by my window.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it needs a little cleaning now. But,
it does have a good feel to it.
It does.
It's like,
know,
looking at the sun in here, you guys.
Yeah.
Looking at the sun.
And I keep an amethyst in here as well. And there's a globe that's made out of gemstone. So I try to keep it good. And when we did, actually, when this room was redone, it totally changed the way it feels.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel comfortable. I never used to feel comfortable coming down here,
mm-hmm,
but I do
mm-hmm.
feel comfortable being in this room. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, and like I said, it's common sense. Feng shui is common sense. So start in your bedroom. Go to your kitchen. Go to your bathroom. I would say go to your living room. Go to your dining area. You don't have to, but I'd say focus on your bedroom because
mm-hmm.
then, you know, a good night's sleep, you can deal with everything else. You can deal with life and what life has to give you,
yep.
You know. But, and remember, the kitchen, you guys, is very symbolic. It's about what we have cooking up in our life. And if not, and if your kitchen is a mess, and for those of you who are hoarders and you don't know where to start,
mm-hmm.
start throwing, start tossing,
yeah.
give away, make some money off of some of the stuff that you have, you know, put it up for auction, give it away. You know, have a garage sale. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. But just be willing to let the grip go of that which you're holding on to. And, you know, of course, if you sat here and looked at everything has a sentimental value. But then you have to have a little bit of a reality piece here going. You can't keep every single thing.
Right.
You know, so keep that, which is only the most important thing at that time, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm trying to think. Kitchen is going to be where you're really going to generate your wealth, you know, your wealth for good health, your wealth for abundance and prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
So it's those ideas cooking up. This is where our creative energy is stored. So it can be ideas for business. It could be a job that you never thought of. It could be you going back to school. For those of you who are really crafty, it all of a sudden you could come up with different ideas of things that you can start making money off of.
Mm-hmm.
So the kitchen is very, very important. People don't realize. It doesn't matter the size,
mm-hmm.
but it matters what you're doing in there. And so look it up. Use your decipher and discern. Decipher and discern what feels right.
Yeah, and you should be able to find a chart online that actually will show you all what each corner of the house and what each part of the house represents. So one corner would be for prosperity, one for career, one for health, et cetera, et cetera. And then you can follow. They usually tell you to put an item, specific item, in that corner to help attract all the good energy. I know that putting water in a corner, and I can't remember which corner, but in a certain direction of your house is very good for bringing in money.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. You know, and here's just like a little tidbit of dining room.
Mm-hmm.
Many people, it's amazing, and I found this out in the counseling world, it is rare for people to sit down and have a meal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, that is the one thing that I grew up with. We had to have one meal at least a week, when we got older. Otherwise, it was every single day we had three meals together. But every Sunday, we had to sit here no matter what. We could not work until we had our meal together. At least that's what I remember, Mom, so if it was different than that. You know, but here's some of the things that's recommended, common sense. Don't eat on the run. Sit down and eat. Do not argue during your meals because that can also cause upset your stomach. It can cause indigestion. Don't watch TV during meals.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to have conversation, have it be polite. How was your day?
And turn off the phone.
Turn off the
Don't
phone.
Don't let your kids be texting and playing games on their phones.
Exactly.
Turn it off.
This is your time to engage in each other's life and to find out what's going on. Don't be avoiding. Don't avoid. But choose not to get in argument at the time. And also clear away the clutter. And how many people don't have kitchen tables that have stuff on it?
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in that house.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you want to repair all broken furniture because it could lead to breakups with friends and family members. It could breakups with business colleagues. So, again, just remember, it's all about the intention, and it's all energy. And you want to arrange seating so no one's back is to the dining room's entrance either. You want everybody facing as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
There's some places I'm going, isn't there always going to be one or two people who might have their backs to the door?
Yeah.
You know? That's wonderful if they think that everybody has this luxurious.
But you know what? When with the new houses with the open concept,
yes,
you're always, you know, depending on the style of the home,
yeah,
your dining room is usually, you know, in most cases is going to be in sight of the door, and anybody sitting on that one side of the table will have their back to the door. So.
Oh, exactly. You know, and one thing is I'm trying to think what side. It's the south. Is it the southeast? I'm trying to think what side of my house. It's to the south. It's in the back. But is that east or west? I think it's southeast. I'll have to sit here. For those of you who are interested, just email me. But that would be your prosperity corner.
Mm.
So you want to put stuff that's going to attract money. And things that I have on there is like a piece of jade, the number 8, the number 1. I have it strategically placed. I have a crystal quartz in there, so it brings up things in crystal clear. This is just something new, so we're going to wait and see if that happens. And then I have my list of the things that I want to manifest. So I have some stuff on my wall right there, right by the window. So to me, this is my mind's eye, my intent is, it's right by the window. So the energy that comes in is going to stop. It's going to look at it.
East. Oh, I think I'll hang my citrine over there.
It's to the south.
Thermometer right now.
It's to the south part because there's three parts to the house. One would be the prosperity, and then in the back, I think it's recognition and fame, and another one is love.
Mm.
And there's like 9 different sections to the house. 9 different sections to the house. And believe it or not, my bedroom is my. We were just talking about this at lunch. What did I say it was? I'm going blank on that. Let me see if I have my piece of paper here. It is. It's helpful people and travel. So if you guys saw my bedroom right now, I'm going, good God, no wonder none of this is coming in because I need to sit down and I need to really, really clean it. But like my front door is where knowledge and self-motivation comes from, and that makes sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I'm trying to think. My career must be in another part of my bedroom, which I'm thinking, which is by my, where my head would be. Either that or it's in the bathroom. And that can't be right. That can't be right. I think it's in my bedroom. So it's like I have one corner that's helpful people and travel, and the other one that's about career. And if you saw both corners, again, it is so symbolic. I was sitting here going through my feng shui books going, oh, my God, every single one of the things I want to produce, they're all stuck, stale, and stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to be in the place where I can sit down and really clean it. And then because every part of my house has crystals and stones, so I wash them. I mean, there's a ritual. There's a ritual to my cleaning my space. So,
mm-hmm.
But feng shui, because it really does feel good when you do it. Excuse me. Well, here's 10 common feng shui cures. Excuse me. Frog in my throat. Lights. You want your lights to be bright.
Okay.
Just think you want light to bring warmth into the cold and the dark. And then you want mirrors, because mirrors can be used in a variety of ways. Oh. And then living things, plants.
Mm-hmm.
Moving objects like wind chimes, fans, fountains, water fountains, mobiles. Heavy objects such as, you know, large plants or furniture, sound. You want pleasant sound, you know, whether it's wind chimes or if it's music that's playing. Electrical objects such as, let me see, you want to be mindful of them, computers, stereos, televisions. Doesn't mean it's negative
because
there's things you can do with that. Colors. You want the colors to physically and psychologically make you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So look at the colors. Black, believe it or not, can bring in a lot of depression. Scents, you want them not to be headachy, but like essential oils.
Mm-hmm.
Images, you know, pictures, sculptures, symbols.
Mm-hmm.
I think I just named 10.
Yeah, I did name 10. Yeah.
So
I hope that helps, you know, helps you guys. I hope it gives you something to think about and maybe something to do over the long winter. So try it out, you know, try it one room at a time and see if it shifts your energy.
Now, look at this, you guys. I just want to remind you of this. Money is the number eight. Number eight. Ooh. So things that bring in the number eight that look like the number eight, sculptures, whatever, draw the number eight. But that's money, business, finances, and material power.
Awesome.
So you want that to fill your space.
Awesome.
So.
Well, wonderful.
Very good.
Yeah. So we are at the end of our show. We will see you all on Friday.
Yeah.
Cronin Friday. And then Beth and I will be at an expo in Mankato this weekend. So come down and see us if you can. And we won't have a show on Sunday, but hopefully we'll see you there.
And we send you love and light.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.